And now this is a dictation for Beth, B-E-T-H, McCool, M-C-C-O-O-L, December 3151, addressed as a letter to Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, 5397747. Dear Dr. Patel, a follow-up for Mrs. McCool. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit in May. Complaining of feeling tired all the time. Isolated nausea, no vomiting, dysphagia. Appetite fair to down. Few pounds weight loss from 154 to 150. No diarrhea, bleeding. No change of urine volume, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Minor lower extremity edema doing a low sodium. She tries to keep her liquid intake, water as well as Gatorade. Complaining of dyspnea on activity. No purulent material hemoptysis. Does have some cough, some sinus drainage, no oxygen inhalers, denies orthopnea PND, denies sleep apnea CPAP machine. Does have also chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents, paralysis of insomnia, used to follow THF clinic Mrs. Garcia, but apparently stable and released from the practice. Years back, a negative stress testing, denied chest pain or palpitations. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Coric, Norvas. On cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today, weight 150. Blood pressure 148/74. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia, no ascites, no tenderness, minimal edema. Today, not wearing compressing stockings and no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. August, creatinine 2.2 is being recently as high as 2.9. Present GFR 23, stage 4, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition calcium, minor increase of phosphorus, but less than 4.8. Anemia 11 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Presently stable, no progression. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no indication for dialysis. Probably related to hypertension and prior treatment for diabetes. No major activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. We did a kidney Doppler, do not show evidence of renal artery stenosis. Kidneys are small at 8.8 on the right and 9.4 on the left, but no documented obstruction. There is normal electrolyte acid base. There is elevated phosphorus, but does not require treatment as is below 4.8. There is normal nutrition. There is anemia 11 without external bleeding and does not require EPO treatment, which we do for hemoglobin less than 10. She has received back in July a dose of Eranesp with good response. She has prior smoker, but no gross respiratory distress, and she has dyspnea on activity. That will need further workup. Dyspnea is not associated to kidney disease, could very well related to her prior smoking exposure, and given her risk factors, including coronary artery disease, that you might want to update for both situations. Otherwise, she's doing chemistries on a regular basis, and I plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months.